Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net. I'm Kemp Haar. This morning I have two guests. I have Chad Royal Pasco with the March of Dimes and Ralph Bowe with Bowe U. Guys, you okay?
Fine, Kemp. Hope you're doing well this morning.
Absolutely.
All right, good. Well, listen, the reason that I wanted to talk to you guys, and I appreciate you being with us, is that you've just announced that you've gotten together in the I'm Born to National March of Dimes campaign, and Bowe U has announced that it is going to be giving 50 cents a yard in May and June on selected styles to this campaign. And first, to start off with, Chad, if you'd tell us a little bit about the I'm Born to campaign, give us the background on it.
Sure. The I'm Born to campaign supports the March of Dimes, which is one of the largest organizations in the nation and the one that is really focused on maternal and infant health. And this campaign specifically recognizes that every baby is born to do something great. You know, everybody has an answer for what you were born to do. And this campaign actually points to that and is around Mother's Day to Father's Day. And there's no better time to kind of honor the work that the March of Dimes does than around this time period. And then it supports moms and babies and families everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, and as Bowe U agrees to join with this and help out, they're actually joining some pretty big brand names. You have other partners involved with this. Tell us a few of those, if you would.
We have Kmart, Martha Stewart Living, Omnimedia, Pro Flowers. We have Bonton Stores. Then we also have some of our other brands. One of our largest partners, which is Farmers Insurance. So they join a pretty heralded group amongst all of those.
And, you know, I'm a little bit of a historian, Chad, and I thought it was interesting to read a little bit about your background on the March of Dimes, that FDR actually started the March of Dimes. And most people know, you know, as a president, he was in a wheelchair because of polio, and it was originally started to minimize the impact of polio and then shifted its focus toward the reduction of birth defects, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, throughout our whole organizational history, we really address those problems, whatever it is, for stronger, healthier babies. So at the time when we first started, that number one threat was polio. And then after that was solved, we had this great grassroots structure that was put in place by FDR and a great group of volunteers that then said, what else are we able to accomplish? And so then went on to birth defects and many other things, folic acid, the discovery of the double helix, and now really are focused on the issue of premature birth.
Okay. And Ralph, kudos to you for joining up with this great effort. Tell us a little bit about how you found out about it and why you decided to support it.
Well, you know, Peter Farley, who's our in-house attorney, is also involved with the March of Dimes campaign in Atlanta, and he brought two of the associates from the campaign up here a couple of weeks ago who were talking with us about how we might individually be involved with the program and then also how the company might get involved. Because as I was sitting there, I was thinking when I was a child, you know, we used to have these March of Dimes campaigns and we had these little cards with coin slots on them and we saved and we filled out all those cards and sent them into the March of Dimes. And so started pretty early in life, actually, you know, being involved in these kind of activities and thought about what we do here locally between the various organizations that we support in the community. And felt that this was a very important area to have involvement in, and agreed that we could put together some kind of a promotion that Gary Fisher worked on to get the details of together, and he worked with Brittany Gove and some other folks at the March of Dimes to put the details of it in line. And basically, you know, we're going to have a special promotion between May and June, which falls in line with Mother's Day and Father's Day, and that'll be behind certain products. In fact, it'll be behind our whole indulgence line that we just introduced. And every yard of carpet that we sell out of that collection, we'll donate 50 cents a yard to the March of Dimes. And we also agreed to a minimum so that we make sure that we're going to be given a pretty substantial contribution to the effort, regardless of how many yards we sell. But if we sell more yards than that minimum, then the contribution to the March of Dimes will be that much greater. So we feel very good about that and are excited about it beginning.
Actually, Ralph, I mean, the fact that you put it on your hottest new products, it probably will do very well to build a nice gift for this effort, right?
Well, not only that, I mean, right now, as you well know, all the emphasis in the carpet business has been around soft products. So this is our soft product line. It's going to get a lot of attention and should really take off pretty quickly with sales. So I think it's going to be very effective that way in terms of generating the funds that we're hoping to generate.
And Chad, the dollars that Bowe U is able to contribute will go toward this campaign, and how will those dollars be used?
We have chapters all throughout the nation, and so those go into research and education, and other forms of support for those families that need it. Our strongest focus is in research and education because that's how we can help the most number of people possible. Through many of our research initiatives in the past, we have discovered vaccine breakthroughs, and then also we have a large emphasis on educating moms to how they can have the best possible birth outcome. So any campaign funds that are raised through Unborn2 actually support all of those initiatives, and we hope will help us to unlock the secret of premature birth.
Well, guys, thanks for being with us today. Again, we've been talking to Chad Royal Pasco, who is Vice President of National Partnerships with the March of Dimes, and with Ralph Bowe, who needs no introduction, as the CEO of BowU. And you've been listening to Kempar and FortDaily.net.